بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ میری جان نعت واتا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا میری جان نعت واتا تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذبہ پنہا یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب یہ ہے تیرا جذبہ پنہا میرا نالہ اے ندامت تیرے سنگ تر پہ کرنا میرا نالہ اے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بند پروری ہے میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو
hama waqt yaad karna mere jaan o dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna hai isi tarah se mumkin teri raah se guzarna kabhi dil pe sabr karna kabhi dil se shukr karna kabhi dil pe sabr karna kabhi dil se shukr karna ye teri rida mein jeena ye teri rida mein marna ye teri rida mein jeena ye teri rida mein marna meri abadiyat pe ya rab yeh tera fazl karna meri abadiyat pe ya rab yeh tera fazl karna yahi aashiqon ka shewa yahi aashiqon ki aadat yahi aashiqon ka shewa yahi aashiqon ki aadat kabhi gir ya o buka hai kabhi aah sard barna kabhi gir ya o buka hai kabhi aah sard barna yahi ishq ki alamat yahi ishq ki zamanat yahi ishq ki alamat yahi ishq ki zamanat kabhi zikr ho zubaan se kabhi dil mein yaad karna kabhi zikr ho zubaan se kabhi dil mein yaad karna kisi ahle dil ki suhbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar kisi ahle dil ki suhbat jo mili kisi ko akhtar use aa gaya hai jeena use aa gaya hai marna use aa gaya hai jeena use aa gaya hai marna
alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'du faqad qala allah tabaraka wa ta'ala اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين This poem, mashallah, looks like we're hearing it for me. It's the first time we're hearing it. Mashallah. We read it also so well by Yusuf, mashallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept and reward, inshallah. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. to live amongst your ashiks than to die amongst your ashiks. This one brother wrote an email, and he said that what we're talking about all the time, the love of Allah Ta'ala, may that come into our hearts. Alhamdulillah, may Allah keep us on this path. Even if it didn't come, we didn't feel it, Allah deals with his different bandas in a different way. Some of them, they don't feel it. And before mort, if we are on this path, Allah will bless us with it. And then we will see it clearly with Allah Ta'ala at the time of mort. And some whom Allah wants to, those who can. For example, one person who was very desirous of Khilafat. So the Shaykh sent him with a cup and with a mouse or a frog inside and put a saucer on top and told him to go and give it to another Buzurg. So a mouse or frog is not going to sit quiet, it's going to be jumping all the time. So he became very curious. And as soon as he lifted the saucer on top, he jumped out. So he said, you can't look after a mouse or a frog, where are you going to look after Khilafat? So like that, this ishq of Allah, and to feel it, is not also everyone's cup of tea. Or everyone's cup of frog, or everyone's cup of mouse. Many of us, we won't be able to handle it. And there are various ways of not handling it. So our buzurgs have written that for different people, Allah treats them differently. But as a banda, a slave, an abd of Allah, our work is just to be trying all the time. If we get it, or we get a glimpse of it, shukr to Allah Ta'ala. No pride must come. Mustn't look down upon other people. And also lot of other wrong things can happen with that also. So Allah in His wisdom sometimes keeps it away. But guaranteed before mort you will get it. If we are on that path, guaranteed before mort we will get it. And what to say for those who what a stage that is, to have found Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala, is a very, very great thing. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. The sum total of my life, my support of life, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. That a person gets this enjoyment to live amongst the lovers of Allah, to die amongst the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. That is a sign that he is very desirous of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Even if he hasn't got it, like it comes to, it is narrated, if a person just looks at the face of a hafiz, Allah Ta'ala becomes pleased with that person. No matter what guna he committed, but just with respect and honor, and a hafiz is still very far. You just look at your parents, your father with respect and honor and love, already Allah becomes so pleased with you, that is our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, the haji will get a Kaaba Sharif, but the lover of Allah will get Allah. So, and by looking at your share, by looking at your father, when you get had the reward of a hajj, maqbool hajj. So, if you look at your shaykh with that love, you will get Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made this path like that. So we must just be at it all the time. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab. I had no idea what your love was, O Allah. Also, many times, like a child is born in the home, it grows up, now it's 4 or 5 years, it's got a little bit of a sense, it knows what is happening. But where will it ever tell its mother, Jazakallah? In fact, it will slap the mother when the mother don't give it what it wants, etc. And then carrying on, even when today, as old as we are, how many of us told our parents, Jazakallah? And we expect our children now to appreciate. So just like that, we hardly knew what is the love of Allah, that there is something like the love of Allah. We knew at the most that you make your 5 times namaz, you dress according to sunnah, you are pious now. You go for hajj, umrah, etc. You do some tabligh work, you are pious. Where we knew there is something like the love of Allah. So we don't realize. And as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say often, that a child, don't measure him every day how tall is he. After a month, after 6 months, then you can see now he has grown bigger. So like that in this path also, we don't realize that where we have reached. And it is good also that we don't realize. Because otherwise easily arrogance can come into a person. thinking low of other people can come into a person. So we didn't know even there is a thing or like the love of Allah. Now at least we know. Now we want it also, we desire it also, and we cherish it. And when we see some Allah wala, automatically our heart pulls towards that person. We see somebody making long namazes, we see somebody crying in his dua, we wish I was also like this person. We hear about somebody, how what his ibadat is, we also wish. So at least that has come into us. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. We learn from your lovers how to give our life for you. That we see that we are still nowhere. Where are these people? What they had done? Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, one whole night in sajda, only asking Allah that, oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. So these people, where they had reached? They were so clean and pure, but yet the whole night. Ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadaqa. These are your gifts, oh Allah. This is the sadqa of your help towards us. Meri jaan na tawa ke pe ka tere hum pe sabar karna. That my weak body, I am so weak, but I am making sabar. I haven't found your love and I want your love. Like somebody who is Majnu, was so madly in love with Layla. How he wanted Layla's love and how he had to make sabar all the time. Like that, Allah's love. And we want that love in our heart. We really cherish it. We want it. But when Allah will put it, then we will feel it. And if it's there, but we know it's covered up, we don't see it, and we are cherishing it all the time. Ye teri ata hai ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. This is your gift, O Allah. This is your secret pulling us towards you, O Allah. Mera nala inadamat tere sange dar pe karna. That I am crying at your threshold. That a person, when this he has in him, that Ya Allah, grant me your love. Ya Allah, make me amongst your chosen ones. Make me a pious person. All this is Allah's gift. Very great gift. Mera har khata par rona hai yahi meri talafi. To cry over every sin of mine. When a person, this is also a great stage in a person's way, in his suluk, in reaching towards Allah Ta'ala, that he's crying about his sins. What sins I've committed, Ya Allah. There is nobody as bad as me. The whole world's gunas one side, my gunas are worse also, Allah. In fact, ulama have written, one of the signs of a arif of Allah Ta'ala, that he fears all the time, has Allah forgiven my sins or not. We have the itminan, Allah has given it so much that you make sincere tawbah, as we will read just now. Then, inshallah, then Allah forgives the gunas, but still an arif, he's still frightened. He knows it, but he's still frightened. Like, for example, you know you have passed, you are going to get your award, but you still, perhaps they miss my name, perhaps it doesn't come. Anything can happen. I don't know. You are booked, you go there, perhaps something wrong. So a real person who has got reality, he's not content. I got my booking, no problem. How many people come there? They are turned down, overbooked, or some mistake in the name, spelling mistake or something. Anything, there is something, or identity is confused or something. And they don't allow you boarding or something. All these things. So a person who is an arif has this fear also. And because we have that fear, we feel we are not accepted by Allah all the time. But whereas that is a sign of great acceptance by Allah Ta'ala. Teri rahmatu ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. And this is the kindness and fazl of Allah, that He forgives our sins. And we will read inshallah just now how Allah forgives sins. There is no doubt Allah Ta'ala forgives sins. He isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. It is only possible in this way to go through this road of reaching you, O Allah. Kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes you make sabar, or that Ya Allah, I want your love, or the temptations of guna that come to a person. Temptations of guna come, all various types of things come to a person, and he makes sabar. And on the other hand, to make shukr, whatever Allah has given us, a person, my heart is not in my namaz, So, but he makes shukr, at least you brought me to your masjid, O Allah. You at least made you stand in front of you. You at least made me put my bow in front of you. Put my head down. You are making shukr. And that is also very great. Even if you haven't got that deep enjoyment in your namaz, but, or you are making tilawat, that Ya Allah, you gave me tawfiq of tilawat. I make your shukr. So in this way, a person that I'm having sunnah clothes on, you gave me tawfiq of a beard, O Allah. I make your shukr for all this. Ye teri rida me jeena, ye teri rida me marna. To live in your pleasure, to die in your pleasure. That is, to live in your pleasure, to do the things you have commanded. And basically, a person has to make so much shukr, whether he gets any enjoyment or not, but that he's doing his faraiz. And he's staying away from haram. He must, there isn't enough shukr that person can make. How much more Allah gives him, so much more shukr he has to make. But for that, how much of shukr to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Meri abdiyat pe, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna. This abdiyat of mine, of my slavery of yours, that you have made fazal. That a person who is some a person of some merit, some standing, some position. And that he just keeps a slave by him. That is also his great kindness. That Allah the highest, and he has just kept us for his slavery, to put our head down in sajda, to make ruku, to obey the commands of Allah. What a great gift from Allah Ta'ala, that he calls us, that he brings us to his house 5 times a day, calls us, and then he brings us here for all this, no matter how much shukr, and then how much more Allah gives a person tawfiq. He's making khidmat of deen, where he's teaching hifz class, he's doing imamat, he's teaching in a darulum, he's going out in jamaat, in gush, to go one gush, to go and meet one person for the sake of Allah. What a great thing it is. So all these great, great ni'mats that we come here, we meet one another, we sit together, all for what we come. There ain't no party or anything, but just to get, we want this, our islah, we want the love of Allah, we want to be corrected. These things have got so great value by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way of the lovers of Allah. The slavery, they just carry on, or a slave just carries on. All the time he carries on. So that you just carrying on all the time, this is the way of the aashiqs of Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi ghirya o buka hai, kabhi aah sard bharna. Sometimes it is crying in front of you, sometimes it is taking the deep sigh. A person is groaning, moaning within himself. Ya Allah, I'm so useless. Ya Allah, I'm not worth anything whatsoever. I'm the worst of all, O Allah. This all is the great kindness of Allah upon a person. Otherwise, if a person just did something little bit, and then he boasts about it. And on the other hand, he tries his utmost, how much is possible within him. And Allah Ta'ala has said, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. How much we can, so much. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ مَسْتَطَعَتُمْ. Fear Allah, how much you can within what is in your means. When the ayats of taqwa came, that we have to fear Allah so much, Sahaba got very concerned, how can we do this? Allah said, how much you can, so much you do. So Allah will be happy with that. And then again in this zamana, Allah Ta'ala will be extremely happy, inshallah. Yahi ishq ki alamat, yahi ishq ki zamana. This is the sign of the love of Allah. This is the guarantee of the love of Allah. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan par, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Sometimes you are making your zikr, sometimes you are remembering Allah in your heart. Nobody knows you are driving, but your thoughts are with Allah Ta'ala. You are eating, you are playing with your baby, you are playing with your wife, but your thoughts say, Allah, you gave me this wife. Only you gave her to me. This child, well, I'll be enjoying this child, but you gave this food I'm enjoying. Everything what a person, and his thoughts are with Allah Ta'ala. Nobody will understand, but way, how, what a high position that person is. Or on the other hand, that you're thinking, I'm the worst sinner, I'm the worst of all. You also thinking you are nothing, but by Allah, Allah is loving you for that. Teri shani jazb hai, ye teri banda parwari hai. This is how you pull somebody to you, this is how you nurture and grow up that salik. Like parents make their children grow up. This is how Allah makes that person wants to come to Him. Allah is making him grow up like this. How? Ke meri jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karana. That from my heart and soul I remember you all the time. That a person, wherever he is, anything happens, he thinks of Allah Ta'ala. A person, he sees the signs of rain, becomes happy also, but at the same time he becomes worried, there mustn't be a storm, mustn't cause destruction, etc. We know, like some captions, from drought to floods. One side droughts and the next minute floods. All this, so a person fears, all this is remembering Allah. When a person, he makes, when we see the signs of rain, Ya Allah, Ya Allahumma ij'alhu lana wa la tij'alhu alayna. Do we make it in our favor, don't make it against us. Allahumma kun lana wa la takun alayna. Be for us, don't be against us. Allahumma inni a'udhu bi afwika min iqabi. I seek, O Allah, your forgiveness from your punishment. ومن اللهم إني أعوذ بعفوك من عقابك ومن سخ ومن وأعوذ برضاك من سخطك. And I seek your pleasure from you becoming angry from us. So a person all the time, where there is goodness also, he's happy, but he's got fear also. That is a real arif of Allah Ta'ala. کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر. And really this only comes when a person had the company of some ahl dil, some person who had found Allah and he has got Allah in his heart. No matter how much we make shukr, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, all the time, how he was absorbed in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Usse a gaya hai jeena, usse a gaya hai marna. Such a person, he knows how to live. Such a person, he knows how to die. That is living in the pleasure of Allah, dying in the pleasure of Allah, observing the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, staying away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us strive in this way and yes, till the last moments of our life. And if Allah is kind and He blesses us with it well before that time, then this is pure Jannah, then you're living in Jannah. And as long as we are seeking Allah Ta'ala, that is also Jannah. But if you are living in Jannah, if you are seeing the picture of Jannah, and one is you are in Jannah, a great difference between the two. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with living in Jannah already in this world, inshaAllah. ایک نوجوان جو ایک گناہ میں مبتلا تھے اور بار بار توبہ ٹوٹ جانے سے مایوسی کے قریب پہنچ گئے تھے, ان کو یہ علاج تحریر فرمایا. One young person who was involved in a sin and over his توبہ broke, he made توبہ but he gets involved in the sin again and he was at a stage of almost losing hope totally that I'm a right off, there is no hope for me. So Hazrat wrote this treatment, and there are many of us, we get this continuously, this condition, and we should listen carefully how Hazrat has explained this and what encouragement he has given. Jawab, hargiz mayus na ho. Never ever lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Never ever. Never think I'll never make it, I'll never reach there, Allah will never forgive me. Never. Guna Allah ki rahmat se ziyada nahi. Guna, the whole world's guna, is not, can never be more, can't match anywhere near the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. And one beautiful example of many which Hazrat gives, people go to the beach for a Sunday, they make a picnic, they throw their dirt around, children riding their bicycles there, or whatever, off-road, everything, how the beach looks. One wave comes and it looks like it's a virgin beach, that nobody ever touched it ever. So Allah, no matter what gunas, one wave of Allah's rahmat, the whole world's gunas can be made maaf, and it means absolutely nothing to Allah. And our gunas are limited, we are limited, our gunas are limited. Allah is unlimited, every quality of His is unlimited. There is no limit to Allah's forgiveness, there is no limit to Allah's generosity, there is no limit to Allah's treasures. Allah is unlimited. So where can our limited things ever match with Allah's unlimited things? Muafi maang lo, ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Aindah taqwa ka azam kar lo. And whenever you make tawbah, at that time determine that now I'll never commit this guna again. That is all what is required. If you commit the guna again you make tawbah. 100 times in one day the same guna, never can ever any boss forgive like that. Never can ever any husband forgive like that, or a wife or anybody. Allah forgives. But just at the time of have nadamat. A tawbatu an nadam. Be sorry, I've done wrong. And then seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And at that time, and naturally at that time, you've got it in your heart, I'm not going to commit it again. Your tawbah is accepted. If khuda na khasta it happens, again do the same. Your tawbah is accepted. And this carries on. And Allah will never say you're playing the fool with me. Allah will never say that too little, too late. Allah will never say that you're a write-off. That's out of the question. Ek lakh bar toba toote, to ek lakh bar toba karo. Or 100,000 times your toba broke. 100,000 times make toba. That is all what it is. So simple. Therefore, the ulama which Hazrat had taught us, where you become a alim rabbani, you will never ever let anyone lose hope. And you will just give hope all the time. Tawbah karte waqt, tawbah torne ka irada na ho. This is all. When you are making tawbah, don't have the intention, I'm going to commit the guna again. I'm going to break my tawbah and I'm going to commit the guna. That is all. And whoever has got that, when he's making tawbah, that I'm making tawbah, even if you think I perhaps will commit, I'm very weak, that also your tawbah is select. But if you make your tawbah and you say, I'm going to make the guna again, then who does that? Nobody will do that. So the tawbah is, you can say, 100% accepted by Allah Ta'ala. To wo tawbah qabu maqbool hai. Aur tawbah karne wale ko Allah Ta'ala apna mahboob bana dete hai. A taibu habibullah. A person who makes tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. Guna chhodne mein bas himmat ki zarurat hai. And to give up guna, you just have to take up that little courage. When the desire for guna comes, may take that little courage. Ilaaj ye hai ke jab guna ka taqaza ho, to himmat se uska muqabla karna. Not that we will just keep on making tawbah our whole life, but when the desire of guna comes, you want to look at that woman, you want to listen to that music, you want to go on this website, and you know it's wrong, make himmat at that time. Make your tawbah will take you to that. If a person regularly makes tawbah, one of the easy ways to get out of guna is to make tawbah regularly. By the barakat of that, then a person will get the tawfiq to save himself from guna. So, make the himmat, take the courage to give up guna as well. Bas himmat ki zarurat hai. Ilaaj ye ke jab guna ka taqaza ho, to himmat se uska muqabla karna. Fight it. Take that courage and fight and don't commit that guna. Aur thaan lena ki guna ki lazzat ko nahi uthana hai. And determine, resolve strongly that I am not going to take this enjoyment of committing this guna. Kha jaan nikal jaye. And say to yourself, I can die, but I'm not going to commit this guna. Guna ki lazzat na uthane ke azam ki kamzori hi se guna sarzat hota hai. When a person doesn't make that determination that I'm not going to take this enjoyment of committing this guna, it is because of that a person falls in the guna. But if a person determines, I'm not going to take this enjoyment, no matter how much my nafs tells me, there is great enjoyment. Making ghibat, there is great enjoyment. A person enjoys it. But a person determines that, no, I'm not going to take that enjoyment at all. Then a person will get saved. But when, as long as a person doesn't make that determination, he will commit the guna. Then you still make tawbah. But come to the next stage that you determine not to take the enjoyment of committing a guna. Varna himmat na kare, to ek lukma bhi uthakar nahi kha sakta. If a person doesn't take the courage, he won't be able to take one morsel of food and put in his mouth. We know you have to do that. You have to pick up your hand and put the food in your mouth. Just like that you do that himmat, do this himmat also to give up that guna. That enjoyment is troubling you, that I want that enjoyment. And when nar shahwat, the fire of that lust, when it hits you, you just want to commit that guna, but you determine, I'm not going to commit it. لہذا گناہ چھوڑنے کے لیے پہلے خود ہمت کرو. سو ان آرڈر ٹو گیو اپ دس گناہ وچ یو آر ان یو ٹیک دس کریج دیٹ آئی ایم ناٹ گوئنگ ٹو کمٹ اٹ. اور جو ہمت اللہ نے دی ہے اس کے استعمال کی ہمت اللہ سے مانگو. اینڈ اللہ ہیز گیون ایوری ون دیٹ ابلٹی ٹو اسٹے اوے فرام گناہ. ادروائز اللہ شوڈ نیور کمانڈ اس ٹو اسٹے اوے فرام گناہ. We have got it. Now beg of Allah that we use that himmat also and that we stay away from the guna. Aur khasan khuda se himmat ki dua karo. And those that come in our heart, these are pious people, ask those people, please make dua for me. Allah saves me from guna. InshaAllah kamyabi hogi. Phir bhi agar kabhi maghloob hogi, then too if you still became overpowered and you commit the sin, to 8 rakat, do rakat karke parho, then read 8 rakats of namaz, making 2 rakats, read 8 rakats of, in other words, punish yourself. Start off with 2, it didn't work, make it 4, make it 6, give some sadaqah also, keep some roza also, punish your nafs. If you are really sincere and you want to give up guna, punish your nafs when it commits the guna. اور ہر دو رکعت کے بعد خوب گرا گرا کر اللہ سے معافی مانگو. اینڈ آفٹر ایوری 2 رکعت لائک کرائی ٹو اللہ اینڈ بیگ ہم ٹو فورگیو یو. تو رونے والوں کی مانگو, رونا نہ آئے تو رونے والوں کی شکل بنا لو. If you tears don't come, then at least make your face like a crying person. اور آئندہ گناہ نہ کرنے کا دل میں پکا عزم کرو. And make at that time a firm intention in your heart, I'm not going to commit this guna again. Even if I have to die, but I'm not going to commit this guna. اور گناہ کی عذاب کو سوچو. سوچا کرو. And think also of every guna, the punishment has come in the hadith in quite clear terms. Which a person who is involved in guna, come is going to study, find out from the ulama, what is this punishment of lying, of backbiting, of looking at other women, etc. Whatever it may be, what we are involved in. Find out and then think of that punishment. That will I be able to tolerate this on the day of Qiyamah? How will it be? کرو کہ قیامت کے دن ساری مخلوق کے سامنے رسوائی ہوگی. That on قیامت's day I will be disgraced in front of the entire creation. My case will be presented in front of all. حدیث پاک میں ہے کہ ناکح الید کے ہاتھوں میں حمل ہوگا. It comes in the hadith that a person who masturbates, then his palm will be like pregnant. And everyone will see and know that this person committed this guna. So whatever gunas, and when a person makes tawbah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives that guna. اور دین کے کام میں ہرگز شرمانا نہیں چاہیے. And as far as the matters of deen, we must never be shy. Many people, that the whole family sits and watches a film, and what terrible scenes come on in that. Father, daughter, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, all sitting and watching. They're not shy. But tell them to read kitab, I'm very shy. I can't read kitab. So deen's matters, many people tell them, keep a tasbih in your hand. I'm shy to keep a tasbih. No, for what are you shy? Wear kurta, I'm shy. People will think that I'm very pious. For deen's matters, we mustn't be shy. جبکہ گناہ میں ابتلا کا بھی اندیشہ ہے. And when a person fears he is going to be involved in guna also, حضرت مولانا شاہ ابرار الحق صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ had prescribed this remedy that a person whose eyes go to looking at woman when he walks in the bazaar, حضرت said, keep a tasbih in your hand. Now people, now you've got a tasbih and you're looking at woman, so you'll fear, how can I do this? I'm supposed to be, what a pious person, I got tasbih in my hand. And in fact, keep it high up. If you got the habit badly, don't leave it there. I don't hide it in your pocket also. But keep it high up and read tasbih. Now you feel very shy to look at woman or to do anything wrong. Aisi sharam jaiz nahi. Such shame that keeps you away from deen's matters, so it is not jaiz to have that shame. For with regard to this person, perhaps it was his masturbation being referred to, so don't be shy, speak about it, explain to your father, اپنے والد صاحب سے کہلا دو, خط لکھ دو, get somebody to tell your father, or write a letter that you want to get married, that helps a lot to stay away from the gunas of lust, that a person gets married. یا ان کے کسی دوست سے کہہ دو, or any some friend, let him tell your father. کہ میری شادی کر دے, ورنہ اگر گناہ میں ابتلا ہو گیا تو والدین بھی گنہگار ہوں گے. بیکاز اف آئی گیٹ انوالوڈ ان دس گناہ دا پیرنٹس ول آلسو بی انوالوڈ, سو لیٹ دیم آلسو نو. بٹ میرج از آلسو ناٹ دا سول سولوشن. Many married people are committing what gunas also. So it's not the sole solution. Together with that, to develop taqwa. And the other remedies which Allah or Hazrat has given, may Allah bless us. And with that, and we can see from this that what great hopes Allah gives. So a person must never feel that I'm a write-off, I can never make it, I'll never reach there. We must keep on trying, and undoubtedly if he's on that path and his maut comes, he will be on that path, and Allah will let him reach very, very high ranks where before he passes away. In this kitab, Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat, Hazrat has written few other great benefits. علماء کی مجالس کی فضیلت, the virtues of going into the gatherings of the علماء, whether it is a bayan taking place, whether it is درس of an عالم, or whether it is coming to the مجلس etc., anywhere where deen's work talk is taking place. جو شخص علماء کے پاس بیٹھتا ہے اگرچہ وہ ان کے علم کو محفوظ نہ کر سکے, a person who is just an ordinary person, he is not a student in a madrasa, so he is not going to make notes and write everything. Students will make their notes, they have to prepare for imtihan, but he is just sitting, just for barkat he is sitting. Even if he just sits like that, saat ni'mate phir bhi usko hasil hogi, that person will still be blessed with 7 great benefits, though he just goes and sits in the class and he is not actually a student. Or a person just came to the majlis, he's not really a murid, he's not even worried of his islah, though of course with all that he will benefit much more. Just like that he comes, that person will also get great benefit. Talibi ilmu ki fazilat, all the virtues which are mentioned of a student, he will get those virtues. But just for going to sit in the dars like that. جب تک اس مجلس میں رہے گا گناہوں سے محفوظ رہے گا. As long as he's sitting in that majlis, he's safe from guna. He's not getting involved in guna. جب اپنے گھر سے طلب علم کے لیے نکلے گا تو اس پر رحمت نازل ہوگی. When he will leave his home with this intention that I'm going to go and acquire some knowledge, then from there all the virtues of a student, every step in the path of Allah, the malaika spread their wings in honor and respect for him. And how many other virtues for a student of deen, though you're not actually a student but you are going, you're also going to get all this. The ants making dua for you, the birds, the fish making dua for you, because you are going to acquire knowledge. جب حلقہ علم میں بیٹھے گا, and when you will sit in that gathering of knowledge, جو رحمت اہل علم پر نازل ہوگی اس میں سے اس کو بھی حصہ ملے گا. In that gathering, what from Allah's side, in a gathering of knowledge, a rahmat of Allah comes down there, he is also going to get his full share, because he's part there, he will also get his share. So many of us, we might not think of it, but Qiyamah's day may Allah accept, and we should also make always dua, Ya Allah, whatever tawfiq you gave me of any amal. And one easy way to get our duas accepted, Ya Allah, the whole ummat also, just include the ummat also, Allah will make our work badarje awla. Definitely Allah will accept us. That whatever, no matter what our niyat was, no matter how badly our action was, but you accept it. And Allah is that acceptor. He accepts. And Allah Ta'ala is that he bears our dirty, filthy things, and for a pure jannat. So when Allah is that being, why won't he accept? جب تک یہ دین کی باتیں سنتا رہے گا, as long as he is listening to the talks of deen, کرام کاتبین اس کے لیے اطاعت لکھتے رہیں گے. He has made the farishta writing the good deeds, he's got him very busy. He has to be writing all the time how much virtues he has to be writing for this person, just because he went to the gathering of knowledge, how much they have to be writing for him. اگر کوئی علمی بات نہ سمجھنے سے غمگین ہوگا, so from here we understand, for example the bayan is in Urdu, we don't understand Urdu, it's in Arabic or in another language, in French, in any other language the bayan is, and we're not understanding, and we're also feeling a bit upset and that. So on that also, to ye gham uske liye qurbe ilahi ka wasila banega. This worry, this moaning of his that I'm not understanding, I don't know this Maulana, how he's speaking, and I'm not understanding what he's saying. But add that to your heart, and you're moaning about that, that will be also getting closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Jaisa ki Haq Ta'ala ne farmaya, hey, hadith Qudsi mein hai, that Allah Ta'ala is said in a hadith in which Allah Ta'ala speaks, ana inda al-munkasirati qulubihim li ajli, and by the broken hearts of people whose hearts are broken for my sake. Now you can't understand, so your heart you're feeling, hey, I'm not understanding yet, what's the benefit I'm sitting? Allah is close to that person. A person who is becoming a hafiz and you can't remember, now you feel sad, ya Allah, I'm trying so much. I learn the whole night, I still late at night, I get up so early, but when I come to my ustad, I don't know my sabah. You are gaining great closeness to Allah in that. So we must not give up in all this correcting. We just be at it and we will gain great closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Us alim ka izaz apne aankhon se khud dekhega. Aur iska and he will see that the greatness of a alim who was the work of deen, your ustad, your teacher, etc. Aur uske muqable mein naafirmano ki zillat dekhega. And those who disobey Allah Ta'ala, though they might be seeming to be enjoying and doing this and doing that, and here I'm sitting in the dars, you will see that those people, how they will be humiliated. If they don't make tawbah, to fusaat se usko nafrat hogi. And by that, his heart will go off the sinners. And he will look at righteous and pious people. And he will say, وَحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ I love these pious people, though I'm not from amongst them. But I love these people. Allah will make him from amongst them. Or ulama ki taraf mailan hoga. And then his heart will incline towards the ulama and the righteous people. May Allah bless us with all this and make us amongst these people, inshallah. And from that also, our coming to the majlis regularly, we can see what great value it has got. We might think we are just coming. And Allah Ta'ala bless us with sincerity, but Allah is that being also, that even no matter how we do amal, Allah Ta'ala, He won't let it go just for waste. We must try our best, our sincerity, our amal must be correct, but Allah is most merciful. And in that mercy, we keep on trying to reach closer to Allah Ta'ala. In this kitab, Ma'arif-e-Mathnawi, in which the great love of Allah, Hazrat has explained, Hazrat starts with this ayat, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Allah ishtara minal mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum, bi anna lahumul jannah. Tehqeeq Allah ne mol li, khareed li, musalmanon se jaane unki, aur maal unke badle uske waaste unke behesht hai. That Allah has bought from the believers their lives also, and their wealth also. And in return, Allah has given Jannat. And our lives, we are faulty, we are made of sperm. What is our life? Our wealth, many cases, is so polluted also. But Allah bought dirt and filth He took, and in return He gave pure Jannat. Aur kafir ke jism ki qeemat ye hai ke usse jahannam ki aag mein jalaya jayega. And a non-believer who doesn't believe, this is the mu'mineen. A non-believer, his body is worth that it will be thrown and burned in the fire of Jahannam. Aur hamesha ke liye Haq Ta'ala ke, this is the important point which Hazrat is making, aur hamesha ke liye Haq Ta'ala ke didar se mehroom kar diya jayega. The greatest punishment will be for a non-believer, more worse than the burning fire of Jahannam and the boiling water of Jahannam, the worst punishment will be that he won't get to see Allah Ta'ala. That will be the worst punishment. Kalla innahum ar rabbihim yawma idhil lamahjubun. Hargiz nahi, tahqeeq wo apne rab se us din hijab mein hai. Definitely, without any doubt, the non-believers, they won't see Allah. They will be a hijab. They won't be able to see Allah. Ye unwan saza Haq Ta'ala ki shan mehboobiyat par dalalat karta hai. To explain it in this way explains the great sign of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That every person will be so desirous to see Allah. Who doesn't love? Who doesn't love nice things? All that Allah is, who won't want to see the fountain source of that love? The fountain source of beauty. So if they are denied that, that will be the biggest punishment. And the greatest and jointest enjoyment for the righteous will be to see Allah. More than Jannat also, it will be to see Allah Ta'ala. Is wajah se aaj tak, jab se ruhe zameen qaim hai, kisi sultan ya hakim ne mujrimeen ko ye saza nahi sunayi hai ke tumko is jurm ke sabab hum apni surat ki deedar se mehroom aur mehjoob karte hai. Therefore no king today on the surface of the earth since ever before, no king has ever pronounced this punishment for a person who did wrong, that I won't allow you to see me. We don't see you, don't see you. But Allah has pronounced this, if you won't see Allah. So it can well be understood how much a person will crave just to see Allah Ta'ala. And fortunate are those people who get Allah's ma'rifat in this world. And as Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi said, Maine tume dekha hai, I've seen you here, I've seen you there. Those who get to see Allah, yeah, what to say about them? لیکن حق تعالی شان و کفار سے یہ فرمائیں گے کہ تم اس قابل نہیں ہو کہ ہم تمہیں اپنی رؤیت دیدار سے مشرف کریں. You are not fit that you can even see us, and that will be the greatest sorrow for the non-believers. اور کس انداز سے فرمائیں گے, and how will Allah say that? With the word kalla, definitely not. Not in no way whatsoever. You won't be able to see us. یعنی ہرگیز نہیں. اور صفت ربوبیت بیان فرمائیں جو علت محبوبیت ہے. And yeah, Allah Ta'ala said, kalla innahum ar-rabbihim. On your Rabb, the one who created you, who blessed you with everything, you will be denied to see him. The one who gave you eyes, and now with that eyes you can't see him. The one who gave you your heart, and now you can't perceive him with your heart. That will be the greatest punishment for the non-believers. Allah save us all from that. ذَلِكَ حضرت رائے سے مِمَّا خَصَّنِي اللَّهُ تَعَالَى شَانُهُ بِلُطْفِهِ. This is what special Allah blessed me with. Yet Allah put this in my heart. I didn't hear it from anyone. I didn't read it anywhere. Allah put this in my heart. So what is Hazrat's position? What was the closeness and the love of Allah Ta'ala? پس جس جسم کی باطن میں حق تعالی کا قرب و تعلق نہیں, وہ جسم احسن تقویم سے اسفل السافلین میں پہنچ گیا. So that body that hasn't reached Allah Ta'ala, the closeness and the love of Allah Ta'ala, though it is احسن تقویم, Allah made it in the best form, but it has reached اسفل السافلین, the lowest, more lower than animals also that body has reached. اور حق تعالی کے نزدیک وہ قارورہ سے بدتر ہے. And according to Allah, that body that hasn't found Allah, doesn't believe in Allah, hasn't found the closeness of Allah, is like that bottle in which urine is put. Your doctor, your Hakim called you and he said you must bring your urine with. So that bottle with urine, it is like that. Filled with stool and urine, like that is the person, that is the person who didn't find Allah Ta'ala. وہ قلب جس کے اندر حق تعالی کا نور نہیں ہے اس کو قندیل مت کہو. That heart which hasn't found the noor and the love of Allah, don't call it a light. دنیا مردار کی محبت اور حق تعالی سے غفلت. He's got love of this dunya, all the filth and dirt of this dunya, and unmindful of Allah, کے باعث وہ مثل قارورہ کی شیشی ہے کہ ہے جس میں پیشاب بھرا ہوا ہے. He, that person, don't give him just respect and honor and that. His heart is like a bottle that is filled with stool and urine. بس غفلت زدہ قلب کو قندیر کہنا اور اس کی تعریف کرنا درست نہیں. So a heart like that and to praise such a person is not correct at all. بس ایسے لاکھوں غافل انسانوں کے اقسام کے مقابلے میں ایک صاحب نور کا جسم افضل ہوتا ہے. And compared to hundreds of thousands of such people who haven't got this noor of Allah Ta'ala, one person, he might be a poor person, a black person, uneducated person, but he's got the love of Allah, he's worth much more than all of them also. May Allah bless us with this reality and bless us with his closeness, and throughout our life that we make effort to find Allah and we have this in the heart, Allah will bless us with it inshallah. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.